experiences as athletes.
Should I turn this off? So that it's off, and that should be, and here we go. And my first question was actually, if you would talk about your early experience, your earliest experience with basketball, when you first played basketball, and what that was like.
Well, back during that time, playing basketball, we did not have the whole court. We played half the court. I came here from high school to play forward in basketball. After I got here, Ms. Roberts persuaded me to play guard because I was so fast. And for the past 4 years I was here, we won the championship.
And the championship of, was it a league or was it just that you beat everybody that you played?
We just beat everybody that we played.
And had you played basketball in high school then?
Yes, I did. That's why I came to Tuskegee, basketball and track.
Basketball, so they wanted you to come and play both sports?
Right.
And when did you first start playing basketball? How old were you?
I was in high school during that time. And when I finished high school, Booker T. Washington High School in Atlanta, Georgia, Major Abbott, the coach here in Tuskegee, persuaded me to come to Tuskegee. And that's when I began to play both. Basketball and track.
Okay, so had you not run track in high school?
I won track in high school.
Oh, you ran track. You
yes.
did run track. So you had done them both.
Yes, I did. But both, most of my experience was in track, though.
Okay, and less in basketball.
Right.
Had you ever played basketball before you went to high school?
It's just, yes, I did. Around the house, and I would go to the gym sometime and play by myself. Just to shoot basket. I love shooting the basket, making goals, instead of guarding someone.
Although they convinced you to
right,
play guard eventually.
But since I was fast on track, they persuaded me to be a guard after I came to Tuskegee.
What did you like about basketball? You said you liked to shoot. What did you like about that? What was fun about that?
Well, I make a basket every time, and as far as I get out, I would still make the basket, just instead of being up under the basket. Just running around on the court, shoot basket. I love it.
How about you? How did you get started playing basketball?
We didn't have the high school. It was about two blocks from where we lived. And there were no gym. They played on dirt court. So I would slip off and go down there about two blocks from our house and watch them play. And I got interested in watching them play. And then when I was in seventh grade, I played on the varsity high school team.
Oh, really?
We didn't lose.
No?
No, not at all. And like Ms. Glenn said, then Coach Abbott from Tuskegee got interested in my track ability. And my basketball, and brought me from Albany, Georgia, to Tuskegee. And then I played on the high school team here. Now, when we played, when we first started, we started out with standard basketball.
Which was?
There's six. Three on one side of the court and three on the other side of the court. And you had forwards and guards. But then after playing basketball through college, then we went into what you call the roving guard. And the roving guard is where if the person you were guarding went across the line, you had to go across too, which left four people on one side of the court, and the eighth, six or eight on the other side. Mm-hmm. And then we left from our plane down the Roving Guard to the National basketball, where you have five. Mm-hmm. There's five girls and five, and instead of six girls. Mm-hmm. That way you could dribble all the way. By the way, before that time, you just dribble twice and you had to pass the ball.
Uh-huh.
Then when you got to the National AAU rules, you could dribble all you want to all the way down the court.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing now, playing the National and AAU rules, where you're playing not just like the ball.
Right.
You go all the way down the floor.
Uh-huh.
And it was, I don't think, I can't remember being on a team where we lost.
Uh-huh.
Because from high school, I played on the, matter of fact, seventh grade, I was playing high school and we never lost.
Okay.
And then when I got to college after Louisville, and those that graduated, then Coach Abbott still wanted some of their track girls because they were faster on that basketball team. That way he got three of the track, Lester Givens, Lily Pierrefort, and Alice Coachman were the guards.
Okay.
So we didn't lose. We took them to the SIAC championship for three consecutive years.
Uh-huh.
There was no going back then.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, did y'all play a tournament at all? I know the boys played a tournament for the SIAC.
Well, at that time, you didn't have the tournament.
Oh, okay.
For women.
Right.
But the fellas played here, Tuskegee, carried that SIAC championship.
Mm-hmm.
And Tuskegee had the better gym.
Right.
So all of the teams would come to Tuskegee for the tournament.
Oh, okay.
But the girls, you just won so many out of the number of teams that you played, mm-hmm. and that let you know that you were the champion.
Yeah, like the visitation champion.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of the teams that we played back there in the SIAC conference, they are no longer with the SIAC.
Right. Yeah.
They are with the ACC and SEC, and some went to the WACs.
Right.
Because we played teams like Tennessee State, mm-hmm. Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
And Arkansas is in the SIAC now.
Right.
And then we played Prairie View. Did y'all play Prairie View in New York? Played Prairie View, Grambling, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And we played, the boys played Xavier in New Orleans.
Right.
We, it wasn't a girls team then.
Uh-huh.
And they played Morehouse, which was all boys, but we had Clark, Spelman, Tennessee State and Nashville. We had Albany State. We had Payne. All of the SIAC teams, we played them.
Uh-huh.
Alabama State is not no longer in that SIAC there. And I think the WACs, I don't know what conference, but all of them went to another conference. But they all used to come to Tuskegee for the tournament.
Well, can y'all tell me, what was it like, what was the atmosphere like at the games when you were playing? What was it like when you would play here at Tuskegee? Who would come?
Oh, it was always crowded. I watched Lulu play.
Tell me what it was like to watch her play.
She killed me. We were high school girls. Coach Lula was somewhat like the big sister. And Coach Albert saw that it was that way. He had the older girls to look at the younger girls. So whatever they told you, you had to do it too. And fortunately, we were lucky enough to have girls who had a lot of respect, had a lot of pride, and had the winning mind, and wanted you to win, and they always push you to win. So that's what it was like. And I remember Lou and those playing, and it was so fast because before that time the team wasn't moving. They just played the ball across the court. But when Lou and those were playing, they moved the ball, and the team made much more, it was faster. You know, because Miss Roberts, she didn't care. It didn't seem as if she cared. But she cared, I guess.
Seemed not like maybe she was chaperoned a little more than she was actually coaching, or did she coach?
She coached.
She did coach.
She knew the rules now, and I tell you, but she was on the heavy side, and she was not that type of coach that would get out there and show you what she wanted you to do. She theory-wise, she would tell you. But to get out there and show you, no. I don't remember showing it one time. Now, she taught dancing, she could do very well.
Well, did you decide when you started playing that y'all were going to need to speed it up and make it more interesting?
I did.
Tell me about that. Can you tell me about how you came to that decision, that things needed to be faster?
Well, watching the boys and being around the boys, they would be playing. Sometime to get with them and play. Back during that time.
And so that's where you got your interest in.
That's right.
And I guess.
And then they took up interest in me when I would do something wrong. I would cry in high school, and they would tell me, "You can do it. Get out there and do it." I have one. Thanks.
Well, that'll take it. Well, that's nice. So they were very encouraging.
Right. Very encouraging.
Well, that was one experience that during my baseball career at Tuskegee. Graham in Graham, Louisiana, they had a very good team. And this particular time, they... the boys would warm up while doing the halftime. So the boys was warming up while we did halftime. And of course then they went back downstairs, you know, to the dressing room. And when they came back, Grandma had us, now this is championship game here. Grandma had us about 5 or 6 points. We playing in that gym now. And Grandma lose them. And when they came back, we had about 8 points. When they came back up, they were saying, "What happened? What happened? Y'all let Tuskegee get that far?" And damn Alice Cook came across the line, and she hit 2 or 3 from the center. But see, I wasn't shooting. I would pass the ball a lot. But the championship was on the line, and I could shoot from the center line. From high school, you know, but I never did bother about shooting. I would always pass the ball, you know. And I hit 2 or 3 from the center line and went in. I don't know how they went in, but they went in. And we won the championship from that that day on. But that was one of the things that happened in Bassville. And another one happened at Tennessee State. Lou had graduated then, of course, she wasn't around. And we went to Tennessee State, and they said, "No, we wanted to go get a hamburger." Coach wouldn't let us. So we went anyway, and oh, Lord, we caught hell. Then they said, "How are those girls going to play? We beat them that night, 8 points different, and they tonight, 12 points." Because nobody would, they were tired because they had not had been with sleep. And we wouldn't call time out. And they say, "We need us." "Oh, no, ain't time out here. You got to get this one." So we got, we won that one, and for 3 consecutive years, It just wasn't no turning back for Tuskegee Girls. We had the fastest hurdle, the national AAU fastest hurdle for God. We had 220 of God AAU track, 220 track girl, less forgiving, sure, as you would call a little less forgiving.
Yeah.
She was on that team. And Alice Holtzman. And everything went up on the backboard. I was rebounding because of my high jump. So we had to get everything going up there. And of course, hey, Julia Allen and had a ton of play the pivot center. She was kind of on the heavy side, but she could play. And by getting the ball to them, we had just about everybody on, everything on the equestrian was tight girls, except one, and that was Julia Allen. Because that was Teresa Manning, she was in hurdles, 80 meter hurdles, she was in the 220. Yeah, this is AAU track girl now, this is not conference. And it just wasn't no way for anybody to win. Not with, it, with those fast girls on there.
What did you like about basketball?
Competition. That's exactly. I didn't like losing.
No.
Nothing that I participated in. I didn't like. And to get that ball off the backboard too, you know, knowing that nobody else could jump it out. So that was thrilling. Take that ball off. I sometimes when I think back at my rebound, and I think of Dennis Rodney. Everything went up there. I had it. And then it was so fine because when I went up, Lily was right there. All I had to do, when I went up to get the ball, I just threw the ball with one hand over to Liddy, and she threw it over to Leslie when it was on the other end, 2 points or something like that was gone. It was never hesitate about the ball. You went up for the ball, you got it, and it was gone. No, didn't need any dribbling at all, because as fast as we were, the ball from the backboard to the girl on the floor. She didn't dribble it, she passed it on. It was just that fast. And that's how we won a lot of the game, because of my rebound. And then that was Liddy. Les Forgivens could shoot anywhere from the center line and hit it. She was a guard, and that's when that roving guard came in. That time, we would always have her to go across because she was one of those who could get this. They called it 3.9. Lester could hit a 3-point anywhere. So and we would always get the ball to her, let her go across. Because when we went up and got the ball, she was across the line anyway. And that meant that she had left her guard back here, and she could hit it anywhere from the court.
Well, for both of you, it's sort of a question. You talked about your competition track and speed and the competition basketball. Was it a different feeling to play basketball than to run track, to compete in basketball and track, or was it very much the same?
It's very much the same. The speed was mostly in both.
I like track better.
You did?
Because in basketball, you had a limited space. In track, you out there in the open space where you had so many yards to go. And you knew how to time yourself and who would be there to give you that competition. But In basketball, you just had a limited amount of space there to do what you wanted to do. So I personally like track better.
Uh-huh. You smile and look at
it. Track was my favorite.
What did you like about track? What was?
All the competition, honestly. Uh-huh.
Yes.
But you know one thing, we didn't have the starting block.
Oh,
so
really?
We had to dig.
You had to dig it out yourself.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, my goodness.
And then say, when they say go, gone.
And you across the field, I was more of a field girl than a sprinter. She was more of a sprinter.
Right.
When they would, get there with the relay, the 100-yard dash. I see Lula Hines in there. Oh, you might as well forget it. One that's first place for us right there. They lose in that race.
We had one girl on in relay. And she dropped the baton. And we were good this, about 100 yards behind. And when they got to me, now when they gave past me the baton, they didn't believe I was going to catch, be the first one. So I got that baton, and honey, I was gone.
Now, when did you realize you were so fast?
Well, in high school, starting in high school, that's when it first started, because I used to cry a lot because everybody was beating me in high school. And I had a friend told me, you can do it just as better and even faster. And that's what he told me. He said that most of the time when you get out on the starting block, sometimes they look here and they look there. Don't look that way. You looking up front. And that's the string. That's what you run. And that's what, whenever they would shoot the gun, gone. And the other sits still sitting in the hole.
So. Oh, okay. So you knew how to get away.
That is my secret.
And that's the key to most of your races.
That's right.
If you get out of that, out of those blocks and you fast, you almost got that race won. She was fast. Now, they would leave me in there all the time. I was sitting in the block, and I just had the strength to catch up and pass them to win. Lula didn't have to do that because she was fast. She'd come out those starting blocks out the hole like lightning. But I'd be still sitting there waiting for her. And had to run myself hard to go ahead and catch up and win. When I learned how to get out there on time, I never shall forget in 1947. Major had a girl here. I had gone home then. Major had a girl here that he wanted her to, wanted me to teach her how to get out of the starting block. Because I hadn't learned then how to get out of the starting block. And do you know, I'm down in Texas, San Antonio. This is a national AAU meet. Taught that girl how, there 2 or 3 days, taught her how to get out of the starting block. And the girl beat me. Now here I am teaching this child how to get out of the starting block sometimes, and she turns up, and I lost that race to her. But I was glad it was from somebody from Tuskegee rather than some of the other girls across the USA. But I think about it a lot of times. Don't teach nobody too much about what to do when it comes to competition. So they turn up and they whoop your tail.
Well, let me ask you, this kind of gets to the kind of the things that you have to learn to do when you're learning to do this. What do you think that competing in athletics, and again, just both of you, I'll start with you. First, with what did it do for you as a person?
Give you strength, confidence in yourself.
Can you say, can you elaborate on that?
Yes. I wouldn't be here today if I hadn't tried. No, it's just strength and courage.
How does it do that? Can you explain how you get those from athletics?
Yes. You just have to love it, I think. Love it so.
Could
that I did.
Jump in there on there?
Please.
She's talking about you have to love it. But it gives you strength. Makes you better. Mm-hmm. You feel better about yourself. You feel you look forward to all kinds of competition. Mm-hmm. And it makes you feel as if you're the only one. And that was one. That was one right there. That was cocky. We called it. You know what I mean by being cocky? She just thought that everything. This is mine. I am the only one. And that's what track will do for you. And all types.
You have confidence in yourself. You can do it.
And then it
just make you feel good.
Learn how to meet people. You learn how to look forward to a future and what you want to do. And look forward to teaching this to other kids. To your, have your own kids and teaching them. It just gives you a lot of inner strength. And they still say I'm cocky. But I'm about this down to earth as a person would be, but they still think that I'm, she's not going to do this, she's not going to do that. But it's not that all the time, it's just the way you approach me sometimes that can make the difference. Because I think I'm really down to earth, but according to some people I know.
Well, it seems to me. It seems to me here we are. Do you think you learned anything different from basketball and track? Do you think, again, is it all sort of the same, or do you get different things from different kinds of sports?
I think once your inner self, this is what sports would do for you. Makes you proud, makes you humble, it gives you the strength to face a lot of things in life that you ordinarily wouldn't face if you went in track and field and basketball. Some of the bumps you would have in basketball. Losing and winning. You got to learn how to lose grateful as well as win grateful. And I think that was one of the things that made you, don't you think, that made you told us that? That he never, even though we would be angry sometimes because we lost, but he would say, you did all right, don't worry about that. Let's try. We'll try it again the next time. And he gave you the confidence that, I'm going to beat her the next time, or we're going to beat them the next time. You know, there's a lot of things that go on. Where I see track and field just helped me a lot because I wasn't a talker. And they had to make me say something. And it brought me out, brought that personality of mine out. learning to talk with people, different races, different female, male, you know, all of this, you know, you get a kind of whole round experience in athletics. Because you can meet people, you can go places, you can do things together. You really have a lot of fun meeting people. You're never strangers when you participate in sports. I don't think you're strange to anybody. Once you know, always hold a conversation. Because if you say something about, oh, well, I like hockey. Oh, really? I like hockey too. Oh, conversation starts right back. And of course, at Tuskegee, the world came to you here, man. I learned how to play hockey.
Field hockey.
Hockey. And
volleyball, we even played
volleyball. Also soccer.
Oh,
field soccer. We learned that here in so many schools did teach that.
Well, tell me a little bit about your coach. What was he like as a person? Or what do you remember about him?
He was my father, my mother, and my friend. He was old.
When did you first meet him?
That was back in 33. That's when I first, it was in high school. I was running on track in 33. And coming to from Atlanta to Tuskegee to the meetings, relayed to me. That's really when I first met him.
And how did you interact with him first? Did he just come over and talk to you, or how did you?
Well, he did, because he and my coach, Coach Baker, was my coach in Atlanta. And they got together. He saw how fast I was running and so forth and what he could do. And that's why he persuaded me to come to Tuskegee. Tried to make the Olympic team in 1936.
And were you planning to go to college? Did you think
in Atlanta, I was. With all the schools there in Atlanta. Really, to Spelman.
I
was going to send me to Spelman. And I didn't stay far from Spelman. I went to kindergarten there in Spelman. They had a day school.
Oh, really? Interesting. How about you? When did you first meet him?
We asked what Coach Howard meant to us as a coach. Well, I don't think there's anyone that I can say. He was a father, a mother. When I came here to Tuskegee, I was 16 years old. I had left Georgia on my own to come to a strange place out of state. So he was a father, he was a mother, he was a teacher, he was a coach, he was a banker, he was a nurse, he was everything. It isn't often that you can go to a coach and tell them what you need for money, for sanitation. But that's how close he was to all of us. We go if we didn't have the money, we'd just tell him, and it was taken care of. If we didn't have soap, it was taken care of. Matter of fact, we didn't have to tell him about the soap, because he always gave us extra soap to go shower. But when we go on trips and that sort of thing, they would fix sandwich and things for us. He would always have maybe $1 or $2 to give each one of the kids. Put a little spending change. And that's why I say a banker. Because I didn't have anybody to give me anything. And $2. Coach Al gave me $2 when we went to the World's Fair in New York in 1939. I thought I was rich.
Uh-huh.
So I was walking around there with $2 in my pocket with a navy blue dress on. Never had. Ooh, I was somebody. I went out to the World's Fair.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what the World's Fair was like, but coming from Georgia, Southwest Georgia, oh shoot, I thought I was something.
Uh-huh.
But now don't you, with all these things that we're saying about him, don't you think for one time that he was easy?
Uh-huh.
You didn't have no boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
You didn't hold hands for no boyfriend.
If you Bob and his girls.
If somebody, he would rub you down just like a nurse or anybody would rub you down.
Mm-hmm.
If any boys come around there, I remember, I never shall forget this. Dr. Carver, they was having his funeral right across the street there. And, of course, we were here on a scholarship when you worked many hours and you go to school class so many hours. This particular day, I went to the gym to help put down some chairs and wait while he was having Dr. Carver's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
A boy came in there, and evidently the boy must have liked me, but he wanted to hold hands with me, and I didn't want to hold hands with him.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach Hood was struggling out there. And me and that boy on the floor fighting.
Huh.
On the gym floor fighting.
Huh.
Coach Al came out there, and that boy, I haven't seen that boy since.
Uh-huh.
If you ever come around here, and that boy for a long time, he wouldn't go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he was just trying to hold my hand, but I didn't want no boy holding my hand.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have time for that.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way I was. And most of the girls, if they had boyfriends, they had to be very, very careful. And if Coach knew about it, he would talk to the fellas first. Saying, don't you bother my girl.
Uh-huh.
And Lula got by because she had a boyfriend. And Coach knew about him.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't bother.
I didn't want it.
They
put two and two together.
No, I think Lula and one or two other girls on the team out of 16 were the only three girls, I know, that had a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the movie, if a coach come out there and see you sitting, a boy sitting next to you in the movie, see you Monday morning. Call you. What's the name of that guy sitting there next to you? I didn't have that trouble because I didn't want to be bothered in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the other girls that had their boyfriends, and during that time they didn't have the 99th to Alma to see Alma's on the campus.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of them was trying to date the fellas on the campus.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And I had no use for them right then because I came to Tuskegee to do a job.
Uh-huh.
And that was my goal, finish high school and run track.
Uh-huh.
But some of the other girls had albums for boyfriends and that sort of thing, so he didn't have to go.
Uh-huh. Was he a big man? Was he loud? What was his?
He was a major in the army.
Uh huh.
And that's what they call him, Major Al.
Major Al.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He was a full level man.
Uh huh.
So he knew everything: football, basketball, track. And what is it? Baseball. What? And too many others.
Uh-huh.
Along with that. He was South Dakota man. He knew everything about sports.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I mean, he very, he was quite versed. Versed in all of it, soccer, hockey, that, when people weren't thinking about doing all these other things.
Right.
He knew about all of it, the rules. I guess he learned in South Dakota, but he was really good. But we'll tell them boys he'd kick their butt and he'd say, don't you come around my girl. You're afraid of them tigers. No.
Now, it seems like he had a vision for the trap team that went beyond just winning the national champion, but with the idea, at least that I get from reading, was also to be able to prove something about African Americans.
That you could.
Did he convey that to you?
Yes, he did. He had a little conference with us.
Can you tell me about that a little bit, what he said?
Only he said, now you do your best and do what I tell you to do. Mm-hmm. Don't do what the others tell you to do. Just follow my rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. And you'll get along fine.
And what kind of rules and regulations would these be?
Father talk. Mama talk.
Those kinds. So not just about running, but how you ought to
carry yourself.
Those kinds.
And that was very helpful.
You can talk to Coach about anything.
Yeah.
I had such bad luck. Every national meet I was in, something always happened to me before that day. Mm-hmm. And he would tell, hey, Louis, scolded me to the All-American team. Louis took me from Chicago. Why didn't you shut for me for Chicago? And then I had to go on to Montreal for the track. But he had a lot of confidence. He had guns, so he had a lot of confidence. He didn't worry about them messing around too much. One time he had me over to the hospital, had a hospital on the campus then, asking, what's your boyfriend name? Of course, I ain't got no boyfriend. What's your boyfriend name? Of course, we'll keep up with you every month, just like your mama or Coach anybody. And he'd tell you all right? You all right this month? Yes, sir. Am I telling my little? Am I telling my mom? You all right this month? Yes, sir. And so they'd say, you all right? And he was sitting there. And I didn't have, he had one daughter that, and there are times Jessie was an only child, and she got what she wanted, you know, as far as clothes, shoes, expensive things, you know. He would tell Miss Allen, she was a tennis player, Miss Allen, go through the things and you and Jessie get together, go through the things, see if y'all got any clothing or anything that y'all give to school and these high school girls. And then you know one thing, they would go through that thing and give us a lot of clothes. Because there was three high school girls on the campus. They didn't have nothing. They came from small towns. He didn't want these girls to be looking bad. You tell them, have her go in there and get some of them things and give them good. And she would. She was just about as bad as he was, though, about the track team was.
She was.
Never seen two people. She was in tennis or something.
Tennis.
Time we get out there and roll them coats out there and get ready to have them so nice and pretty. you didn't come to play attendance. Mm-hmm. Make me so mad.
Oh, you would you roll the course sometimes? Is that
part Oh, sure. That's our job over
here. 255 rolls.
Logan Hall.
Boy.
Put down chairs, sweep and dust all those chairs whenever they have anything over in Logan Hall. It's possible.
Patching footballs, uniform, shiny football sheet, washing down, swimming.
And we didn't think nothing of it, too. Uh-huh. It was just like a family.
Uh-huh.
In the back there.
Uh-huh. 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 There wasn't so much of a job as a...
Uh-huh.
It was a lot of fun in a way, it wasn't
it?
Uh-huh. Because you knew you had to do it, you knew you had to work. So you went in there, and you, like a lot of, for instance, I give you one of the fellas that used to be there all the time.
Uh-huh.
Colonel James.
Uh-huh.
Chappy James.
Yeah.
And we put down those chairs in the swimming pool, get scrubbed in the swimming pool, you know,
mm-hmm.
and get it ready for swimming. Chappy would be right there with us.
Uh-huh.
Because the fellas had to work too, just
right.
like the girls, you know. When mm-hmm. we're chapping over, we playing football, we'd be there trying to patch up their pants,
uh-huh.
some practice pants, you
right.
know.
Right.
Shine their shoes. Oh, dude, she skipped it, because she graduated and she got on out of it.
It must have been an exciting place to be in
Africa. It was. I look back and enjoyed it. We were going places, learning things, places you wouldn't have gone to if you hadn't been on track teams.
Uh-huh.
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 Very nice.
Spread. Get ready to go to the bathroom. Had old bus. And I bet you one time I slept from Tuskegee to Kentucky on my way to Cleveland for a track meet.
Mm-hmm.
The girls were going one side of the road, and the boys were going the other side of the way. No hotels in Cleveland.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Restaurant. We couldn't go. We couldn't eat in the restaurant. It was awful back there. But we didn't think anything of it.
Uh-huh.
Spread down something, you know. They're doing that kind of thing. They didn't even have the side, the picnic tables, did they?
No, it was on the ground, honey. Nice place.
That was so
ground.
Much fun.
It was. We didn't think nothing of it. Just enjoying.